Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:15, it's raining outside now, and is going to be raining all the way until maybe noon, 1 o'clock, something like that. The heaviest expected around 7 o'clock. Highs today of 62, but nowhere near as cold as it has been in the 40s, but it's going to come back tomorrow and Sunday. Highs tomorrow, 50, Sunday, 58. Chance for showers again on Sunday and Monday, I guess in advance of another front. That's going to put us in the 50s for most of next week. Jeff Palermo joins us right now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am doing great. And I wanted to start with you by talking about the LSU bowl game because I recorded it. I was traveling. I didn't watch it. Tell me how they did against Baylor.
Well, it was a game where the offense looked really good, and it was a bit of a coming out party. Well, I wouldn't say a coming out party. It was a big game for Chris Hilton and Trey Des Green. I think those were the two guys that you came away most impressed with from LSU offensively. You knew Garrett Nussmeier was a good quarterback, and he looked really sharp in that game. But Trey Des Green, he was the only tight end on the roster because Mason Taylor is already preparing for the NFL draft, and Kamorian Pimpton, who was the third-string tight end, has entered the transfer portal, and he's at another school at this point. So he was the only guy, and you know Trey Des is 6'7", but he's not the thickest guy. But he went out there and made some big catches for, especially in the first half, and then Chris Hilton. Kind of like what we saw in the Oklahoma game, his ability to stretch the field, catch the deep passes, just gave the LSU offense another dimension. The Tigers got off to a really fast start, got up 14-0, and that really helped because the two teams really traded touchdowns back and forth the rest of the way. And I don't know how much you can really take from the defense. Whit Weeks gets injured early on. Mm-hmm. Looks like he'll be okay, though. We'll see if he's ready for spring football after dislocating his ankle. But, you know, they did a lot of their work as far as addressing the defense and the transfer portal, and those guys aren't ready to play yet, so or not able to play yet. So defensively, they just kind of went out there, did what they could, and they ended up coming away with the victory and a little bit of momentum heading into the offseason.
Tell me about the transfer portal quickly. Is it closed, then it opens again? Or I don't know how this works. Does anybody
know? For those on at Penn State, they now have 5 days to enter the transfer portal because they lost last night in the semifinal game to Notre Dame. So those guys are open. I mean, LSU is still having kids visit them, but they have done most of their heavy lifting at this point when it comes to the transfer portal. I mean, they got 14 guys out of the transfer portal. It's considered one of the best hauls in all of college football. You know, there's one guy that LSU is still one position I would say that the Tigers really didn't address in the transfer portal, and that's safety. And one of the top safeties that is still out there, North Carolina State safety, Tamarcus Cooley, he's been in Baton Rouge this week. So that might be another name that gets added to this transfer portal haul that Coach Brian Kelly has conducted here.
You got to, and we're going to get back to LSU basketball after the break, but I got to just talk about the college football playoffs a little bit. Having been to the Sugar Bowl last week and watching the game last night and a feature on ESPN, special teams coming up big for Notre Dame, and that really is a kind of special story in all of this. What with the coach's dad being a Notre Dame alum, the special teams coaches and alum, not an alum, rather, he played at Marshall, but is now the coach at Notre Dame, wearing his dad's jacket from when his dad went to Notre Dame. Looks like something out of Rudy. Notre Dame had that last-minute shift, right, that caused the penalty that extended the drive and maybe won the game for Notre Dame last night. They win it with a field goal. How far do you think Notre Dame can go?
Well, they're in the championship game now, and they'll play the winner of tonight's game.
Yeah, I should have phrased that differently. I should have said, can they win?
But it's pretty impressive what Marcus Freeman has done. And this is a team that's really been, you know, they lost two starters on the offensive line during yesterday's game. And they played really well in the second half because they couldn't do anything in the first half. They actually lost their Riley Leonard, went down with an injury. They bring in the backup quarterback, and he kind of rejuvenated the offense. They got a field goal right before halftime. And then in the second half, Notre Dame's offense looked much better running the football. Mike Denbrock is the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame. He was at LSU last season, and it's impressive to see how well he's doing there. I mean, he had Jaden Daniels, obviously, last year, and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, and he doesn't have quite that talent offensively at Notre Dame, or he doesn't even have close to that kind of talent. But yet, here he's helped Notre Dame get to the national championship game, and those Notre Dame fans that are Brian Kelly haters, I guess is the only word I can come up with it, they're really laughing today because Brian Kelly came to LSU talking about he thought he could win a championship at LSU, didn't think he can do it at Notre Dame, but here you go. Marcus Freeman in his third season brings Notre Dame to the national championship game. And if Ohio State gets in there or even Texas, they'll be the more talented team, but it seems like this Notre Dame team's playing with a lot of heart.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk LSU basketball. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, 621 traffic now, WWL. 625, a rainy Friday morning. Be careful out there. If you got any information about puddles of water, standing water, you can safely text us, 504-260-1870. I encountered some on the way in about an hour and a half ago, and it made the little traction thing go off in the car. So be aware of that and slow down. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Jeff, got a story up at WWL.com about those Lady Tigers. Time to find out how good they really are. Tell me about it.
Well, they passed their first test last night. I'll have another story up there today recapping what was a thrilling game last night on Rocky Top as LSU prevailed over Tennessee 89-87 to get a game-winning shot with less than a second to go from Kaylin Gilbert, who that is her second game-winning shot she has made this year for LSU. Did one earlier this season against Washington over in the Bahamas. She ended up finishing with 22 points coming off the bench. Anisha Morrow was outstanding against Tennessee last night as well. 23 points, 21 rebounds. She's a big-time player for LSU. Just kind of unassuming, but she continues to keep putting up big numbers after big numbers. Flauje Johnson had another great offensive game, 20 points for LSU. So they're now 18-0, Tommy. And they went up against a Tennessee team that's not easy to prepare for because they like to press you. They love to shoot a bunch of three-pointers, and they play a bunch of different players. They'll go out there and they'll play 10 players, and eight of them will get 15 minutes or more. So not an easy team to prepare for. Jules Spear is their big offensive player, and Flauje, for the most part, held her in check. And the big key from last night's game was the fact that LSU really didn't turn it over against a pressing team. Only 14 turnovers, so not bad there. But a big win looming on the schedule here later on in the month is South Carolina, and that will be the big test, obviously. But a very good win for Coach Kim Mulkey's crew last night.
LSU ladies basketball against South Carolina is the equivalent to LSU football against Alabama. Accurate?
Yes, that is. It's the big rivalry, and Kim Mulkey's still trying to figure out a way to beat them. She's 0-3 against them so far. So, you know, they played them once during their national championship season, lost to them twice last year. South Carolina lost one of its best post players earlier this week to a torn ACL, so they've been weakened a little bit there. You know, LSU's 18-0, but their strength of schedule, non-conference strength of schedule, is in the 200s. So it's been hard to gauge just how good they are. We know they're really good. We know that they're a national championship contending team. But we got to see them go up against some of the best teams in the country. And that was only the second ranked team, only the second time they've played a ranked team this year. So they get the win on the road. That's very impressive. And the schedule will be getting a little tougher here. As I mentioned, a big game, though, coming up is the South Carolina game. And you're right. It's like LSU-Alabama, and that'll be on January 23rd.
Tell me about the men's side.
Well, the men's side is they're on the struggle bus, Tommy. I mean,
the struggle bus.
The
like
struggle
that.
Bus. Yeah, you know, they had a nice. They played well during the non-conference portion of their schedule, but they have been exposed in league play. You know, they lost one of their better players on the season. They end up losing Jalen Reed, who was their one of their better players down low, a 6'10" forward. He goes down with a torn ACL. I think that happened in December. And they just have not been able to figure out a way to compensate for his loss. They're getting beat badly with rebounds. And then the other thing that they're really struggling with is turnovers, especially early on in the game. It cost them in their two losses to Vanderbilt, Missouri, and SEC play. And the Southeastern Conference is extremely tough, Tommy, and it's ungiving. So it's not like LSU, and these were Vandy and Mizzou are two teams that are not ranked. So that this was an opportunity for LSU to get off to a solid start. They've blown that opportunity, and now they'll be on the road Saturday at 23rd ranked Ole Miss.
Has Tre'Davious Green expressed any?
Oh, he is supposed to show up, and who knows? Maybe he can't help.
Seriously,
I know he's got a good high school. Yes, he's on the roster, and he said when he talked with the reporters right before the Texas Bowl, he said he'd take a week off, and then he'll join the team. So I would imagine if he's not practicing yet, it's any day now. But, man, that's tough to make that kind of transition that quick and make an impact and to expect him to make an impact in basketball.
Patrick Peterson played baseball and football, but he had a little bit of time between seasons, right?
Patrick Peterson, I don't think he played football. He didn't play baseball.
He didn't play baseball?
No, you know.
Who
no.
I'm thinking of?
Well,
yeah,
Jameis Winston did it.
That's
Jameis
right.
Winston was a very good baseball player at Florida State.
I got my LSU players mixed up. Thank you, Jeff. A pleasure as always. Thanks for keeping me straight. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. We got a big next half hour. We're going to talk with the Small Business Administration about disaster recovery and resilience. We'll also talk with Michael Williamson, CEO of the United Way of Southeast Louisiana, about victims of the terror attack, how to help them and their families. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.